RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
The world today is a bigger place. A lot bigger than it was in years past. We are bigger. The portion sizes of our foods are bigger. The health problems we now deal with, they're bigger. And the ramifications of those health problems are bigger. Life in general, well, it's on a larger scale than ever before. Today, we will probably try just about anything that might bring us success in the ultimate goal of weight loss. The funny thing is, we tend to give credence to just about anything with a lot of promises. What we keep forgetting, maybe even on purpose, is that a healthy diet, a moderate amount of exercise, and a tuned-up digestive system is the true key to substantial success with weight loss. Many times, probiotics are not the first thought in our heads when it comes to weight loss subject. But the results can be so amazing, you will have wished you knew about them sooner. Today, my guest with me is Marge Roman. Marge has been in the health and nutrition industry for over 35 years and has worked in every level of the field. Starting behind the counter of a juice bar in Florida throughout high school, she then went on to run health food stores in California, Florida, and Nevada. Marge is a lifelong grassroots advocate and has supported every challenge to the industry for her entire 3.5-decade career. She's an educator, a writer, has also taught nutrition classes, health awareness classes, as well as cooking classes. Marge is a pillar of health and nutrition industry, bringing basic values and nutrition from the past and marrying it with today's technology, advances, and knowledge, all the while keeping information relevant for today's world. Having the foundation of all of these decades of information makes her one of the most valuable educators and teachers in our field. And having the experience in every level of retail management, sales, and education truly makes her voice one to be heard. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Marge, how are you today?
I'm really good. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing really good. You know, this is a really kind of a hard subject for a lot of people to discuss. And then how it relates to our digestive system is kind of a misnomer for some people. I think a lot of people are a little taken back. But, you know, obesity in America, it's literally, no pun intended, a big problem.
It certainly is. And, you know, we as a nation are getting heavier. If you're just out and about during your day, you look around and you see a number of people that aren't a little overweight, but you see a lot of people these days that are extremely overweight. And you have to think to yourself, how did we get here?
Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing is out of the Journal of American Medicine, the JAMA, they now say that more than one-third, 34.9%, or about 78 million people, adults, are now in the obese category. And not just overweight and obese, we have extremely obese, super obese, morbidly obese people today. And, you know, it is really getting out of control. And, you know, and I understand desperation and frustration. We will reach out for just about anything when we get that frustrated. But we have to remember that sometimes getting back to true basics, you know, and really kind of putting ourselves on a realistic way of living and eating and moving, these are things that we have to get back to. There is no magic wand.
No, no. And there's no magic pill or no magic thing to eat. You know, what we have to get back to is where we started, is the basics, eating a healthy diet, making sure that our engine, our digestive system is working properly. And gut bacteria, the healthy bugs that live in our body, play an important role. You know, I had recently read a study about factory farming. And one thing that farmers observed is as they added more and more and more animals, their use of antibiotics dramatically increased to the point that the animals were on a daily diet of antibiotics. And lo and behold, just through observation, they realized, wow, our animals are getting fatter. The cows were fatter, the pigs were fatter, and even the chickens got larger and fatter when their healthy gut bacteria was being destroyed. I think it took us people a little longer to get around to that. But, you know, there is no doubt that if the engine of our body that assimilates our nutrients and gets rid of the waste and makes our brain chemicals and nourishes our bloodstream and nourishes our cells doesn't work, something is going to go wrong, and usually the first sign of that in a lot of people is weight gain.
Do you feel that the food that people gravitate to today is almost, well, I mean, I feel that it is. I mean, some people say it's almost like they have an addiction to the most unhealthy food. And when I interview people, they'll say, you know, it's the food that I gravitate to because they enjoy the flavor, they enjoy the taste, they enjoy the ease of getting the food. And many people already know how unhealthy it is for them, but it is almost like a true addiction for them to put this food down.
It is. You know, you look at fast food restaurants. A number of years ago, it became mandatory to have the calorie and fat content listed so people were aware of what they were eating. And a lot of the fast food chains thought, oh, no, this is going to be disastrous for us. People are going to realize how fattening this food is, and they're going to stop eating it. But you know what happened? The opposite.
Yep.
Every piece of information was there for people to read, and it didn't make any difference. People kept driving through. People kept getting that meal in a bag. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, I do it because I'm busy. I don't think that many of us are as busy as we perceive our busyness, if you know what I mean.
I think it's convenience. I think it truly is. And I think even above and beyond convenience, I think it's habit. You know, many people will tell me that just every day, my car just automatically goes through the drive-thru, and then it goes through the coffee place, and then I go to work, and, you know, it's the same routine every day. And when they start to break that routine, and you have to shake things up a little bit and look at food a little bit differently and get off the couch and be a little bit more active and look at the way your digestive system is working and, you know, bring in a quality probiotic and some good vitamins. I mean, these are things that people have to do, and I'll tell you, it seems to be very, very difficult, more today than any other time, for people to break, you know, break the habit and start changing. Even though 3-4 weeks down the road, they're going to be so ultimately amazed at how great they feel, those initial 2 to 3 weeks are overwhelming to the point where some people slide right back very quickly.
Well, I think some of that is we put in our head that if we don't get to have this, we're depriving ourselves of something good, when if you look at it the other way, you're really trying to avoid something that isn't very good for you at all. But it is very, very easy and convenient. I know when I was a teenager, there weren't fast food restaurants all over the place. Now you drive down a major street and you may pass 8 or 9 all in a row. So it's the idea that you just want to turn your car in because you don't want to drive home and make your lunch when it's just so easy to do it the other way.
Yeah, very, very true. And, you know, and you made a good point. You know, we have become truly creatures of habit in many parts of our life. And I think one of the things that I want to just make sure that I say, you know, when you quit drinking, you quit drinking. When you quit smoking, you quit smoking. When you quit eating a certain way, you still have to eat. So it's not like you're quitting the actual motion of eating. You just have to retrain the kinds and the types and the quality of the food that's going in. You don't get to quit it completely. So the urges are there and the old habits are very visible. And, you know, it's a different kind of vice. It's probably the worst vice out of all of them because of the fact that we are looking at things a little differently, because to survive, we have to make sure that we have the availability of being able to eat good food. But it is hard to retrain ourselves. And I think that, you know, with time, we're going to get better. But I hope it's our choice. And I hope the choices are not made for us or that it's out of an absolute necessity. Because I think a lot of us end up making those choices when it is a life and death situation and not when it's just, you know, something we should be doing. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all of my segments, visit my show page, The Power of Health at RadioMD.com. Thank you for tuning in, and be well.